How sharp is your spiritual blade? In a world where close friends sharpen each other like iron, are you intentionally surrounding yourself with people who challenge, refine, and elevate your relationship with God? We'll touch on that and much more coming up right now on Soul to Speak with Boots Podcast.
Today's episode is brought to you by the new lo-fi single entitled Careth Rabine by Vooch, which is available now as a pay what you want, high quality MP3 file. All proceeds go towards providing meals for those in our community. Visit our website and grab your copy and support a good cause. Thank you.
Welcome to Slow to Speak with Vooch Podcast, where meaningful conversations thrive. I'm Vooch, and I'm happy to share another Lo-Fi Friday edition with you. We all aspire to excel in various aspects of life, whether it's our career, relationships, or personal growth. Having the right people around us can make all the difference. One thing I was reading this week is from Proverbs 27:17, which reads, "As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another." This verse sums it up beautifully, comparing the sharpening effect of iron to the transformative power of close connections. I couldn't help but reflect on the wisdom of athletes like LeBron James and Kevin Durant, who emphasize the importance of having a close circle of friends that challenges and holds them accountable. So here's the question for us. How is your circle looking? Do you have like-minded individuals sharpening your walk with God? Are there God-fearing people challenging your thoughts and not you, the thinker? In sports, we have coaches, teammates, and competition to sharpen our skills. But what about your spiritual life? Now, I remember in my youth, I remember some time ago, there was times where basically I just hesitated in coming to church functions, feeling a pull towards other activities, or harboring resentment towards people. It was during these moments that I had people close to me who wanted the best for me. They knew how to address my thoughts without condemning me personally, guiding me towards community, unity, and love, essentially representing God's grace in action. I appreciated them pointing me in the right direction. And just like iron sharpens iron, we must surround ourselves with individuals who embody that strength, just as we aspire to do it in our own lives. Well, those are my thoughts as we wrap up our Lo-Fi Friday segment for this week. I hope these reflections resonate with you as you head into the weekend. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share this episode. Visit us at slowtospeakwithvooch.com and consider supporting Careth Rabine for a great cause. Until next week, stay inspired and keep the conversation alive. Vooch out.